We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
I'm more than satisfied when you're by my side. No one else will do. All I want is you. I try to let you know. No, my feelings show. Tell me what to do.
WYXR. Hello, there we are. 91.7 WYXR. My name is Billups. You're listening to The Groove Tomb. It's your 3 o'clock show on Monday afternoon. A slow bank holiday Monday. Some of our favorites, right? Labor Day. A day where some people at labor get to take a break. And if you're out there and you're having to do a shift, I'm sorry. I hope you can take a minute and do something nice for yourself today, you know? Get an ice cream cone or something. I don't know what to do. It's a nice day out. I'll be here till 4 o'clock playing some rock and roll and other things from my record collection. You just heard a new one that I enjoy. Well, it's not that new, but it's new to me. It's Thunder Roads, another great Japanese punk band with the kind of Detroit MC5 style of playing. And we started that set off with the Escorts. Newer than that is this most recent album from the Total Punk label. This is Itchy and the Nits. And the song is Beat It, Bozo. And that's a good thing to tell your boss when they ask, are you going to work on Labor Day? So make it an anthem and enjoy your afternoon. My name is Billups, and this is The Groove Tomb. You're listening to 91.7 WYXR, Memphis, Tennessee.
We'll be right back. skip class with Barbara. We'll be right back.
91.7 WYXR. You're listening to The Groove Team. My name is Billups. It's 3:23 p.m. And you were just listening to Cluster. The song was Hollywood. That's a recent reissue of a very fun, I don't know, krautrock adjacent sort of sound on that record. We had Herbie Mann before that with Today. The Modernettes played their classic Barbara. Before that, we had Guitar Wolf with Run Wolf Run. And we had the latest by Itchy and the Knits. The album is on Total Punk Records. It's called Beat It, Bozo. And that brings us up to the minute here at 12:03. 3:24. There's a clock right here. I can read it and I can't say it right. Let's see what happens here on this. There we go. I was, you may wonder what's going on with the incidental music here. I think I've played things from this before, but besides the usual, if you ever want to check out a really old, like old crazy radio show, you know, the DJ Howie Pyro used to play a lot of like old rock and roll and punk rock and stuff and used to mix it in with strange soundtracks and stuff. I try to do that, but also try to grab stuff from the dollar bin when I think there's something interesting or kind of weird. Why am I bringing this up? Because this is one I've used several times in the past. It's the theme from a James Bond record, and the song is called Submarine, and I recognize that, you know, the music was written for when the submarine appears on the screen. It's just one of the, you know, things I look for when I'm going through a dollar bin or something, but I've never played the next track off of it, which I found kind of interesting. It was a flugelhorn version of the theme to the movie. That raised a lot of questions for me, like, do they keep a flugelhorn player, you know, at the ready to make that version? Like, somebody had to think, we need a flugelhorn version of this to add to the soundtrack of the movie. So, and then I thought, I'm kind of busy. I've got my hands in here. I don't have really access to looking this up. I don't even know how to say it right. Would you say flugelhornist or flugahowlist? If you know, you can look me up on the internet, let me know. Although by then I probably would have thought to look it up, but I also might forget I said all of this. So there it is again. See, the very soft theme to this. But I bought it for Submarine, which was the brassy opening that I sometimes use between songs. And I know most of you don't care about the minutia of how I run this show, so I just found that fun for a minute. It's fun to talk about the process, you know. Anyway, now it's for 3:26. I can't say the time right. Hey, it's a bank holiday, right? We're supposed to be getting loose, hanging out, you know. Eat a popsicle. You know, sit out in the yard, look at the sun, do a line, you know, from your favorite movie or something. Man, I got UV Race lined up. Let's just get to it. I'm sinking here, obviously. I got something here I wanted to read out, actually. This sounds interesting to me. Upcoming WYXR events. WYXR and the Orpheum Theater present a freewheeling conversation on Bob Dylan this Thursday, September 5th. And that's from 6 to 8 p.m. in this very building at the Listening Lab upstairs. I can see the door from here. The program is going to be led by WYXR DJ David Swider, and he'll be giving away 5 pairs of tickets to Girl from the North Country. I actually don't know what that is. I think that's a new movie about Bob Dylan. And other rare Dylan items. And Crosstown Brewing will be providing beverages, so you can have a few drinks and see what David Swider has to say about Bob Dylan. He is the host of the... I just lost it. The Shoe Show. The one that comes on earlier here. The new shoe review. I'm not sure I have that right. I'll have it for you when I come back here. It's a great show, though. Excuse me. I'm just bad with names. All right. Well, that may be one of the worst breaks I've ever done, but I didn't want to tell you about that. And I've got the UV Race lined up. Let's just go to that. I thank you for your patience. You're listening to 91.7 WYXR. And that's in Memphis, Tennessee. if you're in fact in Memphis, Tennessee. Also available on the internet, and the internet's everywhere. All right, let's go.
I walk down your street. me when I say it will be here for a while. Thank you.
91.7 WYXR. You were just listening to the Talking Heads, This Must Be the Place. Before that, we had the Emperors with A Fool I've Been for You. That's a pretty recent reissue of a great 60s cave beat record. The Faith played Aware. Before that, we had the Vaselines with Molly's Lips. Escarita played Believe Me When I Say Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay. And we started that set off with the UV Race, Down Your Street. You know, when I come in here every week, I kind of have a vague idea of how much... I kind of grab records randomly, but I kind of have a vague idea of how much records I need to do the show. And then I grab a few more, and I'm already out of records today, if you can believe that. Most often, I have a couple of backups, and also a backup envelope of material that I can play. And for some reason, I've lost that envelope and just have a couple of handfuls of backup records with me. So we'll be fine. But it is funny that I've got almost 15 minutes left. So the next thing I have up for you is a little embarrassing because I grabbed this record because I love it. But I'm afraid to play it because you guys are going to be sick of it. It's Running Up the Hill with Kate Bush. You know, we're all sick of that song now. But it's what I brought with me. And it was great. A great song. But, yeah, sorry to keep the fascination with that alive. We were talking for a minute about incidental music, and I want to clear up a couple of things that I said. You know, the thing about being up here is I'm not complaining, but, like, and I don't make a big deal out of this. I never know whether to mention it, but I do play records from my collection. Occasionally, if I'm trying something weird, I'll bring a CD in from there, but... It keeps my hands full, you know, and it's kind of like when you start, so I start to take notes, and I have my notes here. This is the paper with my notes on, I'm rustling. And so, you'd think I would be able to do the show without making a lot of mistakes, but there's a couple of things going on here. First of all, playing the records really keeps your hands busy. And then once you start down a road, if you improvise or say anything off what you're saying and your mind starts to blank a little bit. It's kind of like when you sing happy birthday to somebody you don't know and you don't know their name and you don't know whether or not you're going to be the one that's noticed that somebody doesn't sing, you know, and it comes happy and you're the one just kind of humming along, but then maybe other people notice that you've done that. It's that feeling when I do that. And so to clear up a lot of mistakes I made on our last exchange, Mondays, David Swider's show on Mondays is the new Soft Shoe show, and I may have said that correctly, but I think I may have messed it up. And we were talking about him because WYXR is sponsoring a conversation on Bob Dylan Thursday, September 5th. That's this week, so that, something you can come to here at the Crosstown Brewery, the Crosstown building, you know, where all the stuff is, where I am right now. And, we were talking about incidental music, so this is more of my style of normal incidental music you're hearing, which is off of a great soundtrack of 50s music. And if you want to hear more of that kind of thing, too, The Witching Hour at Midnight does a really good job with the incidental music and transitions, kind of in the style of Howie Pyro, who I was talking about before, was a great DJ that I used to love to listen to. His stuff, I believe, is still available online somewhere. So Monday's a good night here, and then we had the ladies before me, and they're getting their show together, and we've got Sonospheres coming up, and we have to say it again, the new Soft Shoe show at 10 o'clock, because I may have messed that up. But you know what, David Swider, the thing is, I know him, and he comes over, and sometimes he makes fun of my records. Like, I don't know what that is. You have to ask him. All right, I've said enough. I've said too much now. We still got 10 minutes here, and we're going to fill several of those with Kate Bush. It's 3:50. You're listening to WYXR on 91.7 WYXR, Memphis, Tennessee.
Didn't hurt me.
All right, 91.7 WYXR. You were just listening to Benny. That song was called Night Theme. That was from his unique brand of keyboard songs that kind of sound like old soundtracks to movies. He's got a lot of great material. Good instrumental keyboard stuff. He's out of New Orleans. Should check him out if he ever comes through town. Good stuff. Before that, we had the song I was talking about, Running Up the Hill, Kate Bush. Still love the song. Well, love Kate Bush. Why not? And that brings us right up to the end of the hour. We got through another one. Oh, in the last 30 seconds here, I did look up one more thing. This is very quick research. But evidently, a flugelhorn player is called a hornist, along with most other brass players. Hornist sounds worse than any of the other things I was thinking, but apparently hornist is a correct term. Also trumpeteer if you play a trumpet. A flugelhorn is similar to a trumpet, but there doesn't seem to be a word, flugelhornist. But I was only able to do a little bit of research in the few seconds I had between sets. And it is exactly 4 o'clock, so I'm supposed to get out of here. Time flies when I'm having fun. I hope you have a good week. Do something good for yourself today, especially if you had to work a shift. And, yeah, man, I don't know. Enjoy records. You've been listening to The Groove Too. My name is Billups, and I'll see you next week. You're listening to 91.7 WYXR, Memphis, Tennessee.